Last time on the Beast Gang podcast.
And a couple people quoted and said, if you love Transformers as a kid and you love Transformers the movie, go see Bumblebee because you will love the nostalgia they put in this shit. So, Matt, you saw it. What'd you think?
The first 30 seconds for me was a 10 out of 10. I was like, holy shit. And then it got to when it was exclusively Bumblebee. And I was like, I looked around. I was like, am I the only one that fucking doesn't agree with this shit?
It's like, what in the hell?
But, Matt, what score would you give Bumblebee?
Bumblebee? I'd give it 5.5.
How is that better than that? I don't understand. All right, so we're back to the Beast Game podcast, and we're going to talk about Bumblebee again. And Matt, are you changing your score for Bumblebee?
Yes.
Why?
I had to take a look at the overall Transformer universe, rank them from one to what, six? Is there six of them that are out?
Because there's the Michael Bay 3, 4, 5. Yeah, so I assume this one is six.
Bumblebee, there's Transformers, Dark of the Moon, Revenge of the Fallen, Age of Extinction.
I hate that movie.
Last Crap, and
hate that movie,
of course, the 1986 Transformer movie.
You got the touch!
Yeah, so, you know, just briefly talking to you as far as, like, in comparison to other movies, I would have to bunt this movie up. The one thing that I did like about the movie that I said in the previous review was that it does pay homage to Transformers Generation 1, kindly ignoring all of the Michael Bay Crapasaurus movies that were out. This is essentially a soft reboot, although it clearly ignores everything from the previous movies of Welcome Edition. I think the part that I really didn't like, I don't like the forcing of human characters with the interaction of the robot. I would like to want concentrate on a Transformer movie that is strictly on Transformers rather than the emotional attachment between human and robot. I mean, it does do some things well. So compared to overall, where I think was it Dark of the Moon? Is that the name of the movie?
Yeah.
Which one was the fourth one?
That one was
Age of Extinction?
Yes.
Age of Extinction, I think, was four. So, like, for my top three, I would have Dark of the Moon 1, Transformer the first, Michael Bay movie 2, and then Bumblebee 3. And then I would give it a 7.5.
And that's what you mentioned on the podcast.
That's a hell of an increase, man.
Yeah, again, I took a look at it, like, overall. And when you guys see it, I want to know what you think as far as the CGI of a lot of the Transformers on there. It seemed like it was something off of a console. It did not appear as crisp as that it probably could have, especially given it's late 2018.
So let me ask you this, because I know that you did not like the CGI in Black Panther. So which one is better to you, the CGI in Black Panther or this here, or their equivalent?
CGI in Black Panther is better than the Transformers.
Okay.
And Bumblebee.
The CGI in Black Panther is better than the CGI in Bumblebee?
Yes. The Bumblebee character itself. No, I'm not referring to that. I'm referring to all the other characters that were on Cybertron.
Which is surprising because for Keith, and I think Matt, you also saw Kubo and the Two Strings. This is the same director.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, I'll be watching this. That's the end of the Beast Game podcast. I'll be watching this. That I'll make you just put my score down as a 10 to 7 right now. Just put it down.
Like the way the movie kicks off, like the first, I don't know, minute, 2 minutes, I was on my seat like, holy shit, when's the next scene? And then it's a downer when they start going to Bumblebee. I was like, oh, Bumblebee and this girl again. Emotional attachment. Got it. Ugh. Cybertron flashbacks were pretty amazing, and that's what they need to get back to, and it seems like they're actually moving in the right direction. Just no more forcing of robot interactions. Let it go. I want a movie about Transformers, not a robot and a girl, or a robot and a guy.
Quartz is Transformers.
It's all about that, though. Well, at least the original cartoons were. But I'll check it out. I'm pumped for that now.
But Matt has changed
the score.
Pay
attention to the CGI of Cybertron, and then tell me if you think that's up to standard to what's out.
Felt like that they were pulling straight from the old cartoon series and they weren't going for ultra realism.
Because I remember you saying during the original podcast that for nostalgia, this is great, but
yeah,
all right,
for nostalgia, it was great. I'm not going to deny that. But as far as some of the things that happened in the movie, as far as Bumblebee coming back to life, I'm like, really?
Well, they can't kill off them. Well, they could, but that'd be hard as shit. They killed the title character and shit. in the first film.
They shot him to kill him, and the way to revive him is to shoot him again? What?
So this is total reboot of Transformers, correct?
Correct.
That is a damn reboot, man. Jeez.
But they did it without acknowledging any of the Michael Bay movies, thank goodness.
Well, that's the thing. When you do a reboot, you shouldn't acknowledge the old shit. That's a good idea.
No, I think it's great. I think forgot the name of this producer. They stick with him. I think they can come up with a very coherent and final Transformers universe that we have been wanting for a long time.
When you started playing with your Transformers, is that when you changed the score?
What?
Really?
Like, did you pick up Megatron and be like, Megatron, let's have a talk?
Shut up, man.
Really? Is that what we're going for?
And then Megatron was like, Matt, it wasn't that bad.
Score.
Change it, score. Yeah. And Matt was like, you know what, Megatron? I understand. Let me call Barry. Let's talk about changing my score to a 7.5.
But yeah, that's a hell of an increase, man. Like I said, on the first podcast, you were kind of, I ain't gonna say going off, but I could tell that you weren't really feeling it.
But I understand, though, man. I understand.
Your score was a little bit higher than what I thought it would be the way you were talking about it, but.
I expected your score to be lower when you said you wanted to change the score.
Oh, this is all right.
You watch a movie and you let it just sit inside of you.
That's never going to happen.
I'll tell you one movie that I would never change my score on. One movie I would never change my score on.
What's that?
Mother.
Okay. Man, you really changed your score on that. You gave it a higher score. You realize it was not the worst movie in the world.
Change your score!